Section 6B, leverage existing product for your niche. So first I want to just review the third concept that I introduced in Chapter 1 around leveraging product. So leveraging product means one product that is delivered in many formats. So perhaps you have one song that is a 99-cent download. You have that song that can be delivered through a live performance. You have that song as sheet music. You have that song that's been split out into five-part harmony for a choral director. You have that song orchestrated for an orchestra. You could have different arrangements of the song in different styles. You could have that song as rockabilly or jazz. It's the same song, many formats. Another way to think about it is you could take a single recording and deliver that recording in many formats. For example, you could take the lyrics off and cut it up, add button endings, and use it for film and TV. So there's a lot of different ways to package a single product in many formats. You can also consider different price points depending on the packaging of the product. So, like I said, you've got the 99-cent download. It could be part of a compilation, a CD, for $15. It could be part of a 5-CD set for $69, for example. There's many different ways to package the same product at different price point levels. Perhaps you have it as part of a live DVD recording of a concert. There's different ways to package it in different price point levels. The idea behind all of this is to maximize your value from each creation. You want to leverage your products so that each thing that you create, each piece of art, each work that you do becomes multiple products. This is one of the ways to reduce your stress, to increase your income, and to make life just a bit more easy for you. It's going to free you up actually to create more art because everything that you create becomes multi-level. And that's going to mean more income. You won't have to work as hard to make that income. You're going to free up your energy to create a lot more. I also want you to be thinking in terms of this product funnel as a mindset. Ideally, this concept is going to impact your business on every level. It's going to really change how you think about your business in the music industry, how you think about your art and what you're delivering to your customers, your clients, your fans. So when you're creating a song, when you're creating a piece of music, hold the big picture in your mind. You want to continually be asking yourself, how can I repackage this? What are the different ways that I can take this one song, this one piece, and leverage it into many different formats, many different ways to appeal to different niches, creating multiple streams of income from each product? Where does this product fit in your funnel, as I talked about in the last section? But also, how can your product funnel deepen your fans' experience? Because the more you deepen your fans' experience, the more you deepen their relationship with you. And the more you deepen their relationship with you, the more money they're going to be willing to spend to have more experiences with you. The more committed they are going to be to you, and the more likely they are to share you with their friends. So you become exposed to wider and wider circles of people. So keeping that in mind, also, how can your product funnel provide what your fans truly, deeply desire in their relationship with you? I also want you to have patience with this process because it's a process. Remember, I introduced this as a minimum of a year-long project. So have patience as you build this. You're not looking for get rich quick. You're looking to create your career in the music industry. This is your life. So have patience with this process. There's a few things I want you to keep in mind throughout this entire program, but in particular, when you're designing your product funnel. You want to keep perfectionism in moderation. Now, trust me, I want you to create the best product you possibly can. The higher the quality of your product, the more your fans will love you. And what level of perfect depends on what the product is. One of the things that I hate to see is someone standing up on stage and apologizing and continually to apologize. That, I think, is perfectionism gone awry. Because more often than not, your audience didn't notice that there was anything wrong. And even if they did, they tend to be forgiving. You know, apologize once and then move on. The more you apologize, the more uncomfortable your audience becomes. And so you don't want to be going down that road with them because that will separate you from your audience instead of engaging them. So perfectionism in moderation, for example, when you're creating stuff for YouTube, it doesn't need to be slick and fancy and expensive. And in fact, a lot of times that works against you. Perfectionism in moderation. I want you to remember the advantages of serial monogamy, one project at a time, because you will create better product if you're working on one project at a time. A big mistake that people make in creating their multiple streams business is trying to go after multiple niches at once. Go after one niche at a time. You will be able to repurpose existing product for future niches. In fact, that's what I recommend you do. Another big mistake people make is thinking they have to have their entire product funnel fully designed and developed before they launch, before they turn people on to it, before they start to market. And that's a huge mistake. You're going to be building your funnel ongoing throughout your entire career. So don't wait to launch. Build it as you go. And use leverage to expand your funnel. So when you're thinking about filling in the missing pieces in your funnel, use existing product in new and different ways to expand your funnel, focusing on fleshing out the missing levels as you go. And a final note, this is the last step of phase one. Aren't you excited? You ready to dive into phase two? You do want to at least have the skeleton of your funnel mapped out in your mind before you dive into phase two. You need to know who your niche is. You need to have done your research, decided what they want, need, and desire, how you're going to solve those problems, and have the funnel sketched out, even if it's not fully built, before you jump into phase two. You need to at least have your pink spoon and the beginnings of your product funnel before you dive into phase two. But in building your product funnel, and again, you don't need to have it completely complete before you start to move into phase two, but you do want to have it sketched out. In the development of this step is really where all four concepts begin to come together. And so I want to give you a quick review of the four concepts: the pink spoon, the product funnel, leveraging product creation, and relationship marketing. Because if you're holding all four of these concepts as you're designing your product funnel, as you're figuring out how your product funnel really serves your niche and solves their problems, and how you're going to be pulling your customers, clients, and fans deeper into relationship with you through your funnel, holding all of that in your mind as you design and develop and brainstorm and get creative with the design of this is going to help you make a more productive funnel that's really going to work for you in the long term.